leaving you in the capable hands of...
Is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither no limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rains no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravens show. I'm Brian Young. I'll be here till about 3. Thank you very much, Ryan, for a great Something About the Woman show. 16th, I heard. I think I did 2. It was all the punk woman I could think of. Hey, you have a great weekend, Ryan.
You as well. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Have a nice dinner.
You too. Yeah, have a great one. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Oh, yeah. I should do thank you songs. Can you think of some? 855-915-9636. I can think of a few right off the bat. But it's not going to be this one because I just needed to throw something in to get started. And it's Boston's own Real Kids right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Here I go.
91.5 WMFO. Cranking out some Boston classic local stuff. Here's a crash course for the Raven Show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started off with the Real Kids, All Kinds of Girls. Wondering where that version came from. MSS 45s, Volume 4. Classic Ruins. My man, Frank Rowe. How Do You Know? Great Liars cover. So then I had to play Liars with our buddy Jeff. Mono Man. We Sell Soul. And then his band before he was created Liars, DMZ. We've had both those last people I mentioned right here in the studio. Jeff Conley, Frank Rowe, Carl Bancucci. I heard he had some other project he was supposed to get back to me on. I'm not sure what he's up to. I gotta say something to Carl. See what he's up to. What are you up to, man? I guess I'm gonna attempt to play some thank you songs. See how that goes. Some I might not have heard before. I'm just picking them because maybe I like the name. Kind of looking up the bands that are doing these. But if it totally bites, I may just shut it down and go to the next song. So don't worry about it. I'm the only DJ in the world who does it. 855-915-9636 is the number if you have a request. I'm Brian. I'm here till 3. Here's a band called Dump Truck. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. 91.5 WMFO.
you're doing now. Thank you, Lord, for every little thing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for you make me sing. Said I'm in no competition, but I made my decision. You can keep your opinion. I'm just crawling on the wise man communion. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. What you're doing now. Thank you, Lord, for every little thing. Thank you, Lord, for you make me sing. Sing along, sing along.
Thank you, gods!
Give thanks and praises to the Most High. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us ahead. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these. guide and protect I and I. Oh, Jaja, through all these stages, Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Ja didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Ja didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say?
Bob Marley, Rastaman, invents reggae music, pretty much. Before that, it was just ska. There were other kinds of stuff, kind of like reggae, but Bob is what made it famous. I'm sure there were other bands before him down Jamaica way. Okay, so we started the show with Real Kids. Oh, I already told you all that stuff. But we have Real Kids, Classic Ruins, We Sell Soul, DMZ, Nervous Eaters. Then I had Dump Truck for Thanksgiving. Big Star in there. Thank you, friends. And I do mean that. Thank you, friends. A very, very young Bob Marley. Like, I don't know if I would have guessed that was him. I don't think I was privy to Thank You, Lord. I know I've listened to that whole thing, though. Songs of Freedom, CD 1. Yeah, I think they start... There's like four CDs, at least four CDs in that box. And start with a very young Bob Marley, even doing ska stuff, like I was saying, before he got into the reggae. Well, it was just the Wailers. I should say they're Wailers, I think, not Bob Marley. I might even change that just for my friends Bunny and Peter. I did see Bunny Wailer at Wang Center years back. Great show, and it was the only remaining original Wailer. Bob Marley and the Wailers. The Wailers consisted of three guys in the very beginning. Bob, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so I went with my brother. My late brother. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And, yeah, that was great. And the, who was the first band that was a famous ska band? The Scatolites. The Scatolites opened up for Bunny Wailer. Very cool show. My brother was really into that stuff. Became a deadhead, followed the dead for a while. But he loved Bob and got me into that stuff and Peter Tosh. And he saw Peter Tosh before Peter died. My brother was like 6 years older than me. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I almost met Ziggy. I was at the Bob Marley Museum down in Jamaica, which is in Kingston. I wouldn't advise white people to really go walking around Kingston. Sorry, but that's just like the way it is. I was like yelled at by people. But I had to see the Bob Marley Museum. It was one of Bob Marley. It was Bob Marley's house. And took the tour of the place. They showed me the bullet hole when he was, the attempted assassination. When Bob Marley was right here, cutting a melon. And when I was walking out the front door, Ziggy's just sitting there. But, there were so many Rastas around the area, I just thought it was another Rasta. And, they told me where the gift shop was. It was around to the side. Tuff Gong Records, where Bob Marley made all his music, was still there. Ziggy still uses it, or did at the time anyways. I'm sure all the sons, it's probably still going. And, then I realized, I'm like, that was, then I saw him, he was walking past the gift shop with, his entourage. Ziggy, looking just like Bob. Then I was like, that's Ziggy. And I asked the woman behind the counter, he gave me a wave, I waved at him. And I go, can I go talk to him? And she's like, oh, not now, man. He's going back to make some music. When did you say hi earlier? I go, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know it was him. He was on the front step smoking a joint. I didn't want to bother him. I didn't know it was him, though. And she's like, oh, yeah, you can see them. They always are around here. And, did he meet Rita? I'm like, no way. Bob Marley's wife, Rita, yeah, she hangs out there, too. Very cool. If you're brave enough, you might want to bring a sidearm with you. But check out the Bob Marley Museum. It's on Hope Road. I still remember Kingston, Jamaica. Bob Marley used to park his car in front of the place. You know, he was so modest, but people said, but Bob, you got a BMW there. Brand new, nice BMW. Oh, yeah. BMW, man. Stands for Bob Marley and the Wailers. Hey, here's our good friend Joel, who engineers On the Town with Mikey D, has been doing that for years and years before I came here. I was actually my first gig at WMFO. Came over, Angela Wood brought me in. She was one of the rotating DJs, and she brought me in to do it. I broke off and did my own show. But here's Joel's band, Joel Simch's. His band, Butter Scott, and he wants to thank you, Captain Obvious. That'll be a great time to play Moto after. I'll see if Moto has a thank you song. I kind of want to stay on this trend. Maybe after the Boston Groupie News report, I'll play some Moto. If they don't have a thank you song, if they do, I'll play them shortly. And if you have a thank you song in mind, 855-915-9636. If I like it, I'll play it. MFO!
Tell me things I already know. You show me things that I've been shown. There's nothing new in what you. indications are already clear.
Already clear.
I run away when you are near. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Farewell, good Captain. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Evidently, Joel knew all about Bob Marley. Sound like he was talking to me. 91.5 MFO.
But I swear last night that I heard zombies at the door saying you're welcome very much in a sarcastic tone. Unchecked to do, crumpled up, forgotten souls, they groan, they groan. Hotel, where the walls don't know my name. Familiar faces rose like ghosts from hell, smothering me in shame. They said it was me who put at her a look in the eyes. Then they lifted up the rug, showing me my sins. Translucent, blurry shapes of vague sound of cries. I said, you win. You win. So I lay across the sand, let the tide pull me in, kick back and stop making plans, surrender and start, surrender and start again, surrender and start again, surrender and start again.
No fucking way.
No fucking way.
Am I?
I gonna die? In Exxon's war. Thank you, I'm holding you all to that. Since you offered that pledge, I'll tell you a story. This is the story of the best Thanksgiving ever! Once upon a time, in the land of Thorndale, Pennsylvania, which is about 30 miles from here, there lived a little boy named Timmy. And Timmy was very sad. Aww. Why was Timmy sad, you might ask? I had a feeling you might ask that. Timmy was sad because every Thanksgiving, the adults would get to eat at the big adult table. And Timmy had to eat at a crappy little card table with his asshole cousins, George and Georgette. Boo! George and Georgette would drool constantly. Oh, that's beautiful. Would drool constantly, and they would wear their New Kids on the Block t-shirts. Timmy went in to wash his hands, for he was very cleanly like all of us. Show me your hands. Pete, don't show me your hands. Keep them on the board. There we go. Keep showing your hands. Good. These are very clean hands. Very nice. You need to scrape behind down this one finger. But other than that, very clean. Very clean, all of you. Very good. Timmy washed his hands for a half an hour. His asshole family couldn't wait, so they started to eat Thanksgiving dinner without him. Boo! What are you doing? From washing his hands, he found every member of his family rolling on the floor in great pain and agony. Mom and Dad were on the floor in agony. Grandpa, Grandma, aunts, uncles, even George and Georgette. They were all vomiting and cleaning out their noses and their ears. And they were saying, oh, help us, Timmy. Help us. Dial 911. But Timmy knew two things. First, he knew 911 was a joke, for Timmy had been a member of Public Enemy. You're too white to interpret Public Enemy. He also knew that they were all suffering from salmonella poisoning because the family turkey had been kept in the trunk of the family car for 2 weeks. Let us hear it for the salmonella bacteria. Invisible to the human eye, yet it is the hero of our story. Timmy watched them all die one by one. First, Mom and Dad died. Grandpa, Grandma, aunts and uncles died, and finally, his dweeb cousins, George and Georgette, died. Yay! Timmy went to the adult table. He sat down at the head of the adult table. And although he could not eat any turkey because it was tainted with food poisoning, he was able to have candied yams. He was able to have corn on the cob. He was able to have butter beans. Fix it for me now. He was able to have all that stuff. And for Timmy, this was truly the best Thanksgiving ever! What can we learn from Timmy? Absolutely nothing. I can't think of a damn thing. But it was a good story, wasn't it? And it had a car in it. The family car, if you remember, where the turkey was kept for 2 weeks, was a bitchin' Camaro!
Oh, that got cut off short. Live stuff there. With the dead milkman. Kind of long. You know what? That's going to be my new Alice's Restaurant. I'm playing that every year. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's some Flaming Lips. If you can think of a thank you song you'd like me to play, you can try me. 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm at MFO and I'm Brian.